Hey there, folks. How we going? Surprise, Jeffrey. You said you hated the other channel, so I changed it again. I like to change things up on this show. It's been a hot minute since we've been here, and what had happened was, and you will see that we have some different faces. I am here, of course, because people need someone to rein them in. I have the lovely Jeffrey Emmett with me, as always. Katrina A. Johnson is a little bit busy this week, which is fine. We love her for that. I think she's still post-birthday month celebration surviving. So we have Luke stepping in for Katrina A. Johnson. We have one blonde to another. And of course, we've got two familiar faces to the UCR family down the bottom here, Miss Dakota and Madison Devine. Welcome to your initiation into what had happened was.
Hey.
Where we trade our secrets for the pleasure of others. Ah, see what I did there?
Sorry, my life.
Pleasure. Oh. So, we've had a bit of a discussion amongst the group about, you know, what we'll talk about today and what these fine, upstanding members of the community around me could offer you in terms of advice and stories. And we decided to come up with Sexcapades Gone Wrong, I guess you would call the title of the show. So we all know that, you know, we've done a sexcapade show before where, you know, we told some saucy stories. This is the, you know, when good girls go bad moment slash, you know, blooper reel of your sexual history slash dating life.
It's like my life.
Yeah, welcome. So one of the two newbies should probably introduce us into the world of their life. Who would like to go first out of you two? Madison and Dakota. Come on, give it. He's got a hot little story.
So what had happened was.
Oh, you did it right. Good work.
So what had happened was, without this sounding too like deranged or whatever. When my mother was, you know, passing, because my mother passed of cancer, which is very sad and a very twisted way to start this story. But anyways, they had put me on depression medication. Okay. Depression medication, supposed to, you know, give you night terrors, supposed to pull your libido away. Unless you're Madison Devine.
Oh, no.
So all of a sudden, I realized I'm still depressed, but I'm horny as fuck. Plain and simple. I would be walking across the room, and I'd get a boner. I'd be making a sandwich. I'd get a boner. Most fat people do. But plain and simple, anything I did, I got a boner. So I go in, and I say to my doctor, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, just, you know. You're like part of the 5th percentile. And I'm like, well, fuck you. This is like ED medication gone wrong. So anyway, so as I'm handling my newfound happiness, we'll say, this man that I was hooking up with, it was very hot in my bedroom, and him and I were going to have a little sexy time. And so I got some ice cubes out. And so, you know, I've seen it in the movie where you start the ice cube all up in here, you go down and around the nipples, and then you start traveling down the happy trail. And he's got his legs spread wide open like the bow of some river.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I just start, you know, going around downtown with this ice cube, and it's getting smaller because it's hot in there. And then all of a sudden, I get down and around his taint. And then I am not kidding you. That ice cube disappeared. It was sucked in like a fucking black hole. Literally.
Oh, no. Oh,
and he
dear.
Starts dragging his ass across my bed going, get it out, get it out. So I'm like, what do you want me to do? And literally, by the time I got my fingers up in, well, pretty much I could have lost a hand, he literally, I was like, there's nothing left. Your ass ate the ice cube.
Oh, my God. So his ass is a human ice crusher.
It's true,
Wow.
but I'm also just
Maybe
going
they
to think.
needed him on the Titanic.
I'm telling you, it's probably the only thing that would have saved
I
things.
cannot. Making a bitch
That's
cry.
a lot. That's a lot of information. Like, his hull had a gravitational pull.
I'm not kidding you. I have never seen something slide in so quickly and so fast. Like it was like it brought a
Was like a
whole
game
new
of Hungry
meaning.
Hippos. It's like
I'm no.
Pac-Man.
Luke, must be a
Wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah-wah.
relative of you.
Next time
Oh
use a
my God.
popsicle, it has a stick. You won't lose
No,
it.
I'm no. Actually, here's the problem. It's not the first time I lost something up in there. He
Oh
had
no.
we had I had this. Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't tell this part of the story either. So
Are you
there
sure
was.
you're fucking men and not vacuums? What
I'm
is
telling.
this?
No, I just like red flags, and his ass is like
Different strokes
literally
for
a
different
red
folks.
flag. Okay, so I had this toy. We called it the Pink Princess. It was like this 9.5-inch dildo that also was a vibrator. So I'm like, okay, fine, whatever. So we
And it
worked
was
it up.
made for vaginas, right? It didn't have a stopper on
No,
it.
it no stopper, no stopper. So I turned the little thing on because it's got like about an inch of like turn knob thing where the batteries go in. That's not a part of the 9.5 inches, so it was closer to 10. So I start jimmying it up there, and it starts going farther and farther. And then suddenly, all I have on my fingers are the very ends. Like I'm afraid the thing's gonna twist off and slide the right back up there. I am not kidding you. His entire ass ate this 9.5 dildo, plus where you put the batteries in.
Jesus Christ, keep your
Yeah,
ears
do you know
alive.
what? This is not an unusual story. This happened so many. There were so many ED presentations
Luke would
where
know.
there was things lost in bottoms, and it would be from the people that you would be quite. Well, I'm never surprised. I know people are people, but
You don't
some
know
of them
what
are like,
happens behind
"Oh,
closed doors for
why'd
people
you
that
try and
get.
put that coffee cup in your bottom? Like, why?"
I feel like that's a
Story
story.
time.
Yeah, I
We
feel like
need to know
that's a
about the
story.
coffee cup in the ass.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how I can share. Look, okay, there's no names. This
What
person
happened
came in.
was.
What happened was this poor person had presented laying face down on the stretcher, and we didn't know really what was going on. And the wife's running in and like a coat and hair and everything done. All like they were posh. They were like well to do. She's like running in all frantic behind him. I'm like, oh fuck, like if they had a car crash or something. No, there was a coffee cup stuck there and it couldn't come back out because the handle of the coffee cup was like caught. So that was their life that night. We weren't judgmental or anything like that, you know. Had to be rushed to surgery to have that one removed, but that's what happens.
Cool. Nobody
Oh,
could reach up there and just grab it.
No,
Was it the wrong angle?
it was
Because
caught
I
on
would
like,
imagine the handle was like,
yeah, because it went in, it got like absorbed. So it was like the open part went in first, I think.
Oh,
And then the
so
handle got
how
caught as
loose
they
is
were
that
trying to get
man's
it back out.
asshole to get the
My
coffee cup with a
God. Oh,
handle?
and the story was that accidentally sat on it, and we're like,
Right.
sure,
All
let's
I
go with
have to say about that is that that's
that.
the best part of waking up is Folgers cup in your ass, you know?
Folgers crystal in your lower colon. Ooh,
Best part
delicious.
Maybe he was doing a
awaken up.
coffee enema or something. I don't know. Just
I mean, those are real things.
yeah.
We shouldn't laugh about
Well,
Folgers. That poor girl got murdered.
what?
Anyway.
Huh?
Never mind. I'm going all true crime podcast on the play. Go back. Google Abigail Folger, people, if you don't know your true
Okay.
crime.
Wait, she wasn't
Anyway,
ground
this
up
is
in
another
any coffee,
story.
was she?
No, she was killed by Charles Manson's family members with Sharon Tate.
Oh, that's
Yeah, it is sad. Anyway,
Yeah.
but this is
Not very
Luke will
sexy.
back it up. Like, I've got friends that work like that are nurses, and they say that so many people lose like vegetables or like some random things. Like,
Only once.
But like, or it'll snap off inside, and you're like, oh my God, what?
Yes, and they have to do an x-ray to see where it is, yeah, to see whether they can extract it or
why is my lower GI tract now a salad bar?
And you'll see like these x-rays of like these bodies. You'll see like the frame and the x-ray, like, you know, the rib cage and everything, and then there's just like this massive random item in there. And you, it and you takes a lot. Like, not to scoff. Because you don't want to be rude or anything. You're just like, oh my God.
Have you seen the one with the light bulb up there?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Why would you play with fire? Like a light bulb. That's so delicate and so like.
So people do crazy shit. Like,
what
just
goes
use
through
the
somebody's
right
mind? What goes through somebody's mind?
I do have a story.
Share.
It's not about me, but you went, all right, what happened was, I think I told Jeffrey this one before. So this is high school. This is flash it back. Flash it way, way back to high school. So I went to a performing arts high school, as you can imagine.
Yay.
Fame! Gay! Anyway, we had a school dance. Okay, and this one has gone down in like the legacy slash, you know, urban legend of my everyone that went to school with me. This couple, who have been a couple for ages throughout high school, right? We had like a lot of long-term dating people in my class. I don't know why. They were at a party, right? And apparently they went away, like away from the group into like a field slash somewhere area. And he shoved a wine bottle up her poussoir.
Yeah.
Poussoir?
A whole wine bottle. I don't mean to detract from your story,
but one of our guests that's been on our show, Bonnie Tonic, you can go back and watch some of our shows, makes quite good money by putting different.
Yeah, but she's a professional sex worker. This was a then teenage person, which is kind of illegal, right?
It's like, no, that's just called training.
Oh, no. Nobody's putting a wine bottle in my penis flytrap.
You're like, I am not a minibar, right?
No, that's horrible.
Get it out. And if it is a mini bar, it needs the appropriate sized bottles, not a grown up adult sized wine bottle. That's not okay on so many levels.
That's insane.
I think it depends on how good the wine is.
Label paper cuts to labia. Oh, it's not nice.
It's like reverse giving birth.
Yeah, and then it's not the wine's not room temperature anymore after it comes out either, is it?
Oh my God. Ooh.
You would have to let that breathe.
First there was
Gwyneth Paltrow's wine again.
Wait. First there was Gwyneth Paltrow's candle of her, the smelling of her poussoir, as you said it. Now, soon coming from Katrina, her very own poussoir wine.
Poussoir.
Lemonade flavored.
Poussoir,
yes.
Imagine picking up that bottle. Oh, why is this slimy?
Oh,
slimy.
Nobody
bottles.
Wants a slimy vagina.
I know, that isn't right.
They do.
That's
not slimy.
Madison, wasn't that your nickname in high school?
Slimy vagina.
Slimer.
Yeah.
Oh! He had cute nicknames like Get Him and Faggot. That's right.
Oh my God.
Wow. There was a time.
This is a very dark episode.
He was that homo. He was that homo, right? He had, what was it, like an Oldsmobile, right, or something, or a Buick? You had one of those.
Oh my God, you
cars?
Remember that.
We both did. Well, I had the Oldsmobile Royal Birmingham, the 1989, the Candy Apple Red. And you had, I don't know, the poor people one. And, and you had like the bumper stickers and like all the gay things all over it, the pride things, and some would they vandalized it, right?
Oh, love.
They keyed it from front to back, slashed all four tires.
Oh.
And later on, when that was getting fixed, my brake lines got cut in my father's car.
What?
Yeah,
I cut a bit.
The era of the Matthew Shepard behaviors.
Yeah. Oh no, it really was.
It wasn't cool to be gay back then, kids.
Well, no. I had put anti-gay or anti-Bush slogans because he was in office at the time across my, actually, they kind of were innuendos because it said, I'm gay and Bush has to go. Ba-dum-bum.
So it was probably more just Republican anger at you.
Well, trust me. And then it was covered up by the city of Auburn, by the mayor at the time, even though his son was gay. Because it was considered.
How do you know that, Madison?
What'd you say? Because he was
working. Is that allegedly?
No. This is not allegedly. This SOB, you know who I'm talking about, Jeffrey. Lattimore. He brought his son in to his office and he said, this is my gay advisor. And I'm like, he's like, yeah, I brought him up from New York City so he could advise on the situation in Auburn. Yeah. And come to find, yeah, he was on Broadway. I'm telling you, Jeffrey, it's true.
I didn't know.
So he's a gay advisor because he worked on Broadway.
I didn't ever really hang out in town. You know what I mean? I always went to Syracuse. I never hung out.
This is why the former mayor still sees me and groans when he sees me because I used to bash him all the time in the news.
Mm-hmm. He did that himself.
Oh my God. Stay tuned for that episode where Madison goes right in on the ex-mayor of Auburn.
I think we're gonna have him on. We're gonna have a duo. That'd be a great episode.
No, I think when he saw me in the bank one day, he literally like walked out, waited until I left the building.
That's cute. I love it when people have that strong a reaction to you. You're like,
you've done your job.
All right, Dakota, come on. You got something for us.
Dakota likes to go last.
Okay, sorry. Well, Jeffrey, do you have a story? You do have a story, don't you?
Well, yeah, I just have a little one.
Just a little one?
Funny. So I don't want to follow Dakota because her shit's always epic, and I can't follow that.
She's always making people cry.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one. I know, she's a nasty girl.
And telling her to go home.
I don't have like so much. I mean, I do have some that are in sex, but I feel like I've told this. I don't think I've told, but it was not really so much during sexy time. But so after a relationship, there were some things left over, some equipment, as it would be, you know, that I didn't really know what to do with, but I didn't want it. And it was rather expensive equipment and maybe some videos. So I packed it up with some other things and maybe sent it to the person's mother's house.
I don't see a problem here.
Bitch.
What? Well, what was I supposed to do with it? The person.
Did you make her sign for it? Did you make her sign for it? That's the funniest thing.
Well, she did open it.
God love us all.
Yeah. She's a good sport. Good sport. Good sport. Good sense of
well,
humor.
Look, if it's mutual property, like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, you don't want to be in front of Judge Judy having to give that back.
Right, I kept the house. I was just giving you the equipment back. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you said you wanted
here's the anal beads and dude's double dogging, like, the DVD. You can
there
have those.
Double, there was, like, one of those things in there. You know, you say, oh.
The double-ended?
The pump and there was
a party stick, grand. We'll call it.
It was horrible. That thing was nice. I don't. Those things are evil. Horrible.
Look at Jeffrey.
Well, then what's the point? I don't get it. It wasn't fun.
It wasn't fun. It makes it questionable. See, that'd be awkward. Like, I was listening to another podcast. One of the podcast hosts I might be having on as an interview, and they were talking about this guy was All right. This guy was fisting another guy and dislocated his wrist while he was inside him. And because, you know, when you dislocate something, you've got no control over it. They couldn't maneuver it out. Oh! So they had to call an ambulance to come and remove this man. From this man.
Shut
it was like
up.
A hand puppet's revenge. Lamb chop claimed a victim.
It's like the sweetest thing.
Yes.
Can you see it right now? This is 911. How can I help you? Yeah, can you come remove my father from my ass right now?
My father? He just really did. Fuck. But Dark a dislocated wrist is bad enough. But a dislocated wrist, like when you're fucking arm deep in someone, is worse.
Oh, could you, like,
you know what? Though, these people put themselves in these positions, literally.
You have no room to talk. None.
Oh, please. I've never had to call an ambulance to the scene.
Not yet.
If I was an ambulance driver, I'd walk in and I'd go, hello, puppet.
if you had a sense of humor, you'd like be like, how are you? Yeah, good, thank you. You'd do the full Sherry Lewis lamb chop moment, right?
It's the song that never ends.
Be like, I love ventriloquists. Make him talk.
I know, right? And on that same episode, there was another story about a guy had a cock ring and it got caught on his girlfriend's IUD.
Oh, shit.
So he had to, like, they were like, he would have to have stayed hard, right? Because
why do people if it went put soft, piercings pull it out in even something worse. That needs lots of friction?
I don't know.
It's cock just asking for trouble.
I'm not going to lie. There's been a couple of guys that have had their dicks pierced, and I'm like, you taking that motherfucker out. I ain't dying by choking on your motherfucking cock ring.
Especially when they don't tell you. They're like, do I have to run you through a metal detector before you come?
That to me seems more risky. Like, gay sex and piercings, it's a no-no.
There shouldn't be anything that could potentially open.
It's really drum enough that HIV.
Yeah. Like I'm there's a hard
maybe we are me. Horrible. Maybe they were we right are. All along.
We're horrible people.
Horrible. We are horrible. We are right. The evil in the good world.
Well, guys,
speaking of evil in a good world, maybe Dakota can really round us out here. Go.
Well, what I have to change some names in this story, but what had happened was.
Yeah.
I started like dating this guy like right after leaving a long relationship, and I could not be sober around him, and I don't know why. And so one night we decided, like, he got a bondage kit and he decided to tie me up, and I'm like wasted, and I keep calling him my ex's name. I'm like, oh, Ryan, which was my ex. And then he's like, no. So I said, I probably did this like 10 times, and he's like, no. So he heads out of the room and leaves me fucking tied up for like an hour. So I'm just fucking amazing. Looking like a butchered cow on a fucking mattress. I'm like, is he going to like Ted Bundy my ass right now? What's happening?
I was going to say, did you feel like that German, you know, that German father that kept his daughter prisoner?
Very Joseph Fritzl moment for you.
It was so scary. And I'm like, is this really how I'm going to go?
Put
like,
the lotion on this skin, yes, Dakota.
Yes, some ass shit in this bitch. What? No, it was like ridiculous. So safe to say that relationship was over after that night.
I think you've got to be really careful with bondage in general that you kind of...
The safe
right.
word wasn't Ryan.
Not even safe words and stuff. You got to find the right partner that kind of, you know, your not yums match. Like, your yums match.
Not my brightest
like,
moment.
You don't want to be like, oh, yeah, I just like being tied up. And the other one's like, yeah, I'm going to fucking stick my dick right in your eye hole and then tongue punch your fart box at the same time. I don't know.
And push ice cubes up your ass.
Yeah. Like,
or coffee cups.
Oh, no.
Coffee. Out of time, would not recommend.
Yeah, no, the coffee cup is really stumping me because...
I know.
There'd be...
I just
have to think about dynamics and suction, right? So if you're... Wouldn't there already be like some kind of weird suction because of the hollowness of the cup?
I'd say that there was some dilation done prior to the insertion of the cup. Oh. I wasn't there when it happened. I only saw the aftermath.
Was it a coffee cup, a cappuccino cup, a mug? I need to know these things. Like, what
it was
it?
Like a proper, like a coffee cup. Like one that's, can you hold up our merch? Jeff, do you have our merch nearby? No, not like that, no. Like our coffee cup that you can buy in our store.
An uncensored
one of them. It was one of them.
Oh my, how is that even possible?
And that's why the handle got caught, I think, under like the tail, but under the coccyx, sort of, wouldn't come back.
Like, if this is your poot hole, right, and you go up this way, you've got all this like space, like,
yeah.
Maybe that was the problem. There was some weird suction and it disappeared.
So I just want to make sure that none of us are going to, after the show, accidentally sit on a cup. Because we're curious.
No.
I got a tea pack here ready to go.
Hey, can you get me a coffee cup, please?
That's a,
you know who we needed on this show who would have saw some crazy shit in her days, Vera? She would have saw some fucked up shit when she started nursing.
Oh, yeah. Vera would be the one. She probably had a coffee cup in her ass.
Haven't we all?
While she's watching Bonanza.
I think that's a great place to say, I do, kids. What about you?
Oh.
Just with that mental image of Vera with a coffee cup in her ass.
We've come to the end.
We have come
to the end.
But listen, someone, it's always good that someone comes at the end, right? It's gonna be, it's gonna be there. Usually, yes, if I do, it's like peaked out. I gotta go. I'm that bitch sometimes. Sometimes you just gotta get in and get, you know, get in and get done. Be,
oh, you've met my access. Get in and get done.
Get in and get done. But I'm also not a female, right? Whatever. Boys are easy, right?
1 minute later.
Yeah, boys are easy. Just like, okay, slap it around.
Boys are selfish birthday. Lovers.
Right.
They are. It's so like, rude. I have two pump chump over here, and he gets his. Where's mine? You know?
That's when you've got to get out. That's when you've got to get out your mailed sex toys from Jeffrey's former someone's mother. She's got some in storage, I hear. Dakota, we can give you a number.
If you, my sister one time sold a dresser at a yard sale that had a dildo in the top drawer.
I did that actually. I sold the
there was
car
like their little had bonus gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gift with purchase. Gift with purchase, you know.
I sold a car that had a dildo in it, but a it car? Was never used. Yeah, a car. It was Halloween, and we'd all went out as doctors, and we had dildos in our pocket, and one fell out, and we never found it, and it was somewhere in the car, and
what
we sold it.
What kind of doctor has a dildo in their pocket?
Well, we were like dirty doctors. We were going to the gay club.
Oh my gosh, I have a dildo story, actually. It's not about me.
You can all right. Like, send us home with this one, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send us
so
home, Daddy.
One of my sisters-in-law was, they'd moved into a house and they had everything packed in boxes under the house. And she'd been given a joke gift at her hen's night, I think, of like this massively ridiculous dildo, like something you would never use. Anyway, the neighbor was a little bit strange. And she come over one day asking for batteries for the dildo. And my sister-in-law was like, what dildo? And she's like, oh, it was under your house. So she'd be already using it.
Wait, what? She went under their house and stole a dildo.
And took it out of the box because there was like boxes of stuff under the house. Yeah, and she just took
it. Just stealing the dildo.
And she has the batteries anyway. My sister-in-law was like, you couldn't honestly use that, dude. And she's like, oh, yeah, I take 9 inches. Wow, and she's just like, we're moving. It's worse than the birds, man. They were
out. The whole neighborhood could get sucked into that woman's vagina like they're the poltergeist.
Oh. Who the fuck does that? Like, by the way, I've stolen something from under your house.
I'm sorry, I don't know. Stolen a sex toy, and
like
now
a rocket ship sized dildo.
I have the hide to ask you for batteries for said sex toy.
Oh, I love how you say batteries.
Well, it's only proper.
She wasn't right, okay? She wasn't normal.
It's like, it was her dildo.
That's a lot more than a cup of sugar.
Might as well supply the batteries.
Well, Steve is currently turning on Dakota by just saying batteries.
Batteries.
No, I liked it.
Batteries. Sorry, batteries.
Speaking of
Dakota, you stay out from other people's houses, okay?
That's that do take a lot of nerve. That's some Terry Hatcher fucking desperate
gaslight
shit.
Lucky for me, my big ass can't fit under anyone's house.
We good. That's not a sex toy you get to steal. You gotta pay for a date. Girl.
I'd be looking like some Wizard of Oz, the wicked witch stuck under the fucking house because I got stuck. Not a good leg.
Just legs. And a makeup palette cute. Next to you.
Yes.
not ruby slippers, just a makeup palette.
Just a makeup palette.
So I know that we've already kind of went through all of these, but since you're talking about... So I lived in this apartment in Auburn. Okay. Yeah, this was in Auburn, Jeffrey. I used to work overnights, and somebody gave me what was called a gag gift. It was called the anal joystick. And it had like this big curly finger thing on the end that I used to keep a cupboard shut. I didn't actually use it. But it had a vibrator on it, and I used to enjoy it. Well, the problem was that this was an old house. Oh, so, gosh. Like, the doors between the two apartments at the top were really thin. So there was this older woman that lived across from me, and I get home at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning, and all of a sudden I turn the thing on. The thing literally sounded like a boat when I turned it on. It literally would go... And so, whatever. So, I'm in my living room, because I live alone, having a little happy time at 6 o'clock, because it was the end of my night. Anyways, so, I watching porn on TV, because we didn't really have internet back then. And then all of a sudden, I turn it off. I, you know, go to bed for a few hours. I see her in the afternoon. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? She's like, good. She goes... Were you vacuuming this morning at 6 o'clock?
I was brushing my teeth for a long time.
She goes, it just was very loud, and I thought it was strange that you were vacuuming at 6 o'clock in the morning.
This is my lower colon. I was, you know.
Madison, I'm like dying inside because I think that wasn't a sex toy. I think you fucked a bop it.
Twist it. Twist push it.
Pull it. Yeah. Family sounds game like, night. Here we come.
Sounds like Texas Chainsaw Massacre at Madison Devine's house. So, I think that's where we gotta leave it, because if you hear the fucking chainsaw a thumping, don't bother bumping. Madison Devine is busy. Busy. Well, thank you for joining us, kids. If you have enjoyed today's little snippet, there is a brand new show coming up here on the network called... Oh, well, it's a reboot, right, Jeffrey? We're going back in time to freshen things up. Do you want to quickly talk about it before we go?
It's just a reboot.
It'll be happening on Wednesday nights. It's the return of your guiltiest pleasure, darling, with Katrina, Dakota, Madison Devine, and Ma.
Yeah. Better than ever.
So, yeah, they're going to tell more filthy, filthy stories about their lives.
We're bad.
We just getting started.
Well, we need to find out how Dakota got untied, but you can only find out on Guilty Pleasure.
That's a cliffhanger moment. We can't see her legs. We don't know she's still not tied up. We don't know these things.
Oh, untied. I'm like...
She's deaf now. She's been inside too long. She can't hear it. She can't see color anymore.
Dakota, wink so three times if you want to get loose.
That's why she's so good at makeup. That's all she got. She got access to a blush palette and some eyeliner and shit. That's all she can do is just do makeup all the time and make TikTok.
Yes.
Right? All right, kids. Keep it classy and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.